We're in Simen Reish Dalad. We're up to Sif Ches, and we'll be gluing through Sif Yud. Kol ha'ochlim v'mashkim shadam ochel v'shosa l'refua. Any food or beverage that someone drinks for the sake of refua, im tamam tov v'achech nena mehem avarach aleim t'chila v'sof. If they taste good and you'd get pleasure out of drinking it, you have to make a bracha before and after. So this halacha is that only if you get some hana out of it. If it gives you no hana whatsoever, the food is tasteless or has a bad taste, there you don't make a bracha. Further, hago imansu lechol olishtos afal gav dachech nena mimenu enim avarachalov hol venena salkach. What happens if you're being forced to eat or drink at gunpoint? The halacha there is that you can't make a bracha because the whole thing is something that you were coerced into. What happens if someone who is forced to eat at gunpoint actually enjoys the food? Nevertheless, we say that since he's not eating it out of his own free will, he doesn't make a bracha. There is a daya that that lamaisa you would make a bracha even if you're being forced to eat, because right now it's the same thing as refua. You make a decision that you want to eat because you want to save your life. So the daya of the Mechaber and the Ramah there is really holding that since the onus is directly on the food, as opposed to when you're eating something l'refua, where there's no onus on the food directly. Because of the situation, you decide, I want to eat the food. Whereas over here, you're being forced to eat the food, therefore you can't make a bracha on it. There's a day that you really do make a bracha on it, nevertheless, and l'halacha, the Mishnah Berurah is machria, that if you had pas kedei sfiyah, where it's a sveka d'araisa, even at gunpoint, you should bench. Siftes, ochel machel o mashke shel iser mipnei asakonim avarachel av t'chila v'sof. The reason is because you're willfully eating it under the circumstances. Certainly, says the Mishnah Berurah, if it's not macholas asuras, it's just a day that you're not allowed to eat. For example, someone that has to eat on Yom Kippur, of course, should make a bracha. Sifyu dvash dvorim hareyu kishar dvash v'enu avarachel av alashakol. Bee honey has the same halacha of honey that comes out of any fruit, where the halacha is a shakol. What he means to say by this is, honey is essentially manufactured from what the bees take out of fruit. Therefore, I would have said that it has the halacha of the fruit. Kamash malon, that it's like all liquid that comes out of fruit, where it is zeya ba'alma, and we don't make a bracha on it. Now, here, it's even if theoretically that's what it's grown for, and nevertheless, we say that you cannot really taste the fruit in the honey itself. The taste of fruit is completely redone by way of the bees.